Although I've had the zechus of being involved in both Kala and Midrash and Rishon in prior situations, this is the first time that I had the zechus of being involved after it was officially dedicated as the Arbisfeld Kala and Midrash and Rishon programs. And it's a very big zechus to partner with such a wonderful family, the Arbisfelds, who are wonderful people in general and close friends of the Maybrook family. It's my zechus to be here today. Among the Baalei Machshava, the great scholars of Jewish thought, music is unbelievable wisdom. It's acknowledged that it's not merely something that comes from instruments, but it's something that can penetrate the depths of the soul. There are very few things that can not physically touch a person, yet stir one's very insides. We can see things, but they're actually there. Music does not represent anything that actually exists, yet it can actually change our moods, make us happy, make us sad. There's an unbelievable power that music has. Perhaps because of this unique nature of music, when Klal Yisrael was going into the Churban, when the Sanhedrin was disbanded and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there were specific enactments that Chazal made prohibiting the Jewish people to take part in festivities with music. Says the Gemara, in the first source in front of you, from Gittin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Shochu Le Mar Ukva. They asked a question to Mar Ukva. This is a Shailam Shuva. They sent it in writing to Mar Ukva. Zimra Minoan the Asr. How is it that we know that Zimra, music, is prohibited? The Gemara takes for granted that music is prohibited. The question just was, how do we know it? What is the proof text to this concept? Sirtet, because of Lahui, prepared the parchment and wrote to them. The Pasuk says in Hosea, when describing the Churban, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amim. Don't rejoice, Jewish people, while you're amongst the nations. Says the Gemara, that's strange. Why did Mar Zutra, Mar Ukva use that pasuk? Let him use a different pasuk. Bishir lo yishtu yayin, yemar shechar l'shosov. With song they will not drink wine, and shechar, beer, will become bitter to those that drink it. Says the Gemara, you're right, there are two pasukim. But had Mar Ukva used the first pasuk, imehahu, Havamin, I would have thought, Hani Mili Zimra Demana. The pasuk is only restricting song played with musical instruments. Avol de Puma, Puma is Aramaic for mouth, Shari, that would have been permissible. Kamash Milan, Marzutrit, Maruf is trying to teach us that not only is instrumental music prohibited, but even the music of perhaps the greatest instrument in the world, man's own mouth, is likewise prohibited mid Rabbanon as a Zecha Vachub. Unbelievable Gemara. There's no one that disagrees. The Gemara seems to be telling us flat out, one is not allowed to listen to music bizman hazeh, after the Churban, whether it's music that's played by instruments or music which is just sung by a person. All that is prohibited zechel or churban.
Does this include
tefillah? Well, in today's show, we're going to explore different aspects of what's included in this gzeira. But ironically, today is one of the days of Sfira. Today is the 19th day of Sfira Sa'omer. And we know that music is not permitted during Sfira. But it would seem from this Gemara, this injunction is not only a prohibition to not listen to music during Sfira, there's a prohibition of listening to music the entire year. And today we're going to explore the parameters of both halachos, the halachos of music during Sfira, as well as halachos of music the entire year. Most people do it. Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, we all go to concerts. Some do to Schubert, some for Shweti. Some think that one is noise, others think the other is noise. But most people go to concerts. Isn't it against the Gemara? That's the subject of today's shir. There are three different opinions in the Rishonim to explain this Gemara halacha l'maisa. Rashi, on the daf, comes up with almost the biggest kula. Rashi would be the biggest defender of Carnegie Hall. Because Rashi explains The first opinion, 1, 2, 3. The first opinion, the second source in front of you. In Gittin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Zimra, song, means l'shorer, to sing where? Next two words, b'veis hamishtaos, in places that are going to have drinks. In a bar. It's not appropriate after the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Tartena was destroyed, to then go and have a wine, a cup of wine in one hand, and sing with joy, since we're b'churban. But according to Rashi, the entire Gemara is restricted, that's what the Beis HaMishtaos. Would one be permitted to go to a concert just to enjoy it? Of course. The only prohibition according to Rashi, opinion number one in the Rishonim, is b'veis hamishtos, in a bar, or in a place where there is beverage being served as well. That would make everything very easy nowadays. Oh, the one exception is the chazan. Tostos quotes Rashi, and adds to it. Tostos on the daf, Jitin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph says, Hirsh b'chunshris, b'shar b'veis hamishtos. Rashi explains it means to sing in a place that there is beverages being served. But says Tosfos, I think we should also be machmir in one other situation. It's fitting to be machmir in a case similar to that presented in the Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, it's more severe for a person to have a ka'im, a person who stood up, woke up, bedamich, and goes to sleep, bizimra. Shemus anig biyoser. Says Tosfos, not only is Esamishtaos the problem, but any person that listens to music so frequently that it's part of his or her normal routine is also going to be prohibited. That's also not appropriate. Tremendous chumrah. Whereas according to Rashi, any concert would be permissible because it's not over wine. According to Tosfos, any time it's part of the norm, that's also part of the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. That's also going to be chumrah. It's also going to be awesome. However, Tosfos says one caveat, the question that was raised before, even with all this being said, both Rashi and Tosfos, v'shir shel mitzvah shari, a song which is involving a mitzvah, is still permissible. Chazal not goes around that. The only zera was a shir that's used for your own enjoyment. But it's been used for a mitzvah, that's still okay. Kedon, v'shaskopa she'osin l'sameach chasin v'kala. For example, a wedding. We're going to see in a few minutes where Moshe Feinstein pointed out that he thought Tosfos did not only mean wedding, he meant wedding as a paradigm. But any place where there's a mitzvah, such as a wedding, perhaps a bar mitzvah, a sukkah mitzvah, anything where there is some other purpose aside from just enjoying oneself, a halakhically sanctioned purpose, will be permissible. But other than that, it's going to be prohibited. So again, according to Rashi, only based on mishtos. According to Tosfos, tremendous chumrah, anyone that's part of their normal schedule. The Rambam comes up with a third shita. Says the Rambam, in the times of the Gemara, they were dozer ritos of the Churban, uchein gazru shlo lenagin b'klei shir. One may not ever play any musical instruments. We'll skip a few words in the Rambam to the next part of the bold. Va'afilu shira b'peh ala yayin asura. So the Rambam splits it. Says the Rambam, any music which is being played without wine, but is being played by an instrument, is always prohibited. Instrumental music, are always off-limits. But says the Rambam, when it comes to listening to music which is only produced by a human, that's prohibited by a situation of wine alone. So of course, Rashi on the one side, Tosfos on the other side, the Rambam splits it. The Rambam makes the difference between musical instruments and the mouth. If it's musical instruments, it's going to be prohibited in any situation. All concerts are also. However, if it's going to be a situation where people are singing themselves, a cappella, or people are just singing with their own voice, then it's only also where there is wine, and not in any other situation. But the Rambam does also do the same caveat, skipping to the next part of the bold, which are Nadu Kol Yisrael Gomer Divesh Tishpachos Oshir Shahados Tvachel Ukyotz Ben El Yayin. People still have the minhag. The minhag in Kol Yisrael, says the Rambam in his time, was still to sing songs that praise God, that's permissible. Even if there is wine, that was not included in the Gezerah. And the Rambam's prohibition, as well as the Rambam's heter, that something which is being sung by people is still permitted if there's a Jewish purpose, Shiros v'Shvachos to Hashem, already has the sources in the Rambam's pseudo Rebbe. We know the Rambam might not have ever seen the Rif, but the Rambam definitely had the Mesora from his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, the Rif. The Rif, Mesechta Brachos, tells us a very similar language to the Rambam. Divrei Shiros, the Tishpachos, in the bold, the Zirkon Chastav Shal Chadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Adam Yisrael Nimna Mizos. To sing songs that praise God, no one ever stopped. Uminok Kol Yisrael, and the Minok says the Rif in his times, in the days of the early Rishonim. Amram Neveis Vasei Chasanim, in an actual wedding, we sing songs. Or even in a place where there's wine, as long as it's a kumzitz, praising God, v'kol nedinos, v'kol simcha, v'ar'inu mishim ocho bezos. We've never seen anyone that stopped that. So we have three opinions in the Rishonim, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, three opinions in the Rishonim how to understand the Gemara and Gittin. According to Rashi, only based on mishtaos is prohibited. According to Tosos, anything that's normal. And according to the Rambam, we have a split. All songs are off, if they're played with musical instruments, but the only time we prohibit it, human voice, is if it's accompanied with wine. How do we pass it in? This Machlokes Rishonim is reflected in Shulchan Aruch as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Tuf Samach, Sif Gimel, the Chayin Dazru, during the times of the Gzeros, Zeichel Rechurban, not to play any musical instrument, and furthermore, they prohibited songs, even by mouth, with wine. Whose opinion is that? That is a direct quote of the Rambam. That's the Rambam's opinion. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the caveat as well. Even though b'peh is prohibited, with the mouth is not going to be permissible, it's still permissible if it's shiur shishvachos to Hashem. However, if it's going to be instrumental, that's going to be prohibited. The underlying presumption, it seems, from the Rishonim is that there's no such thing as instrumental music which is shiur shishvachos to Hashem, because instruments can't talk. The only way we can have the idea of Shiur Tzitzbrachos to Hashem is if the actual instruments is if the actual person is saying Shiur Tzitzbrachos. If you have people having instruments as well as singing words to Hashem, that means the words are Shiur Tzitzbrachos to Hashem, but the actual instruments are not. The only time we ever have this heter of Shiur Tzitzbrachos to Hashem is when the prohibition is for the man to sing. And we say he's allowed to do it if it's Shiur Tzitzbrachos, but for instruments, it's still going to be prohibited. Wow. The Shulchan Aruch is an unbelievable machmir. According to Shulchan Aruch, really according to the opinion of the Rambam, is one ever allowed to go to hear a symphony or to hear Jewish music? It would sound from halacha quoted, not just the Rambam, Din, Mefurish, and Shulchan Aruch. One is not permitted to do so. All music played by instruments is prohibited. For Sfardim, halacha l'maisa, this is going to be a very big problem. We know that usually Sfardim pass from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says black on white, one's not permitted to go to any, to be in any situation where there's musical accompaniment. For Ashkenazim, it seems to be a little bit more simple. The Ramah, with the Mesorah of the Rashi and the Baal Yatosfos, has some of the kulos that the other opinions in the Rishonim had. Says the Ramah in the second source in this part, Beis. The Yesh Omrim, some say that no, it's not every situation which is prohibited. The only thing that's prohibited is Dafka Misha Rodil Lahem, only a person who has it as part of his normal activity. Shonim Malachim, Shomdim Mishofim B'tlei Shir, like people that are royalty, that wake up every morning with a harp, let's say, and go to sleep every night with music, that's prohibited. Obevei Samishta, or where there's a party, that's the opinion of who? Rashi. Rashi's opinion where there's music with wine, or, if it's part of your normal schedule, are the only times the Ramah says it's a problem. So whereas according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's always a problem, according to the Ramah, we have the same kulas that Rashi and Tosfos told us. If it's a situation where you are not normally used to it, or there's no wine, it's permissible. And the Ramah does add, l'chein l'tarich mitzvah, if it's a situation where you're doing a mitzvah, don beis chasam rekala, hakol shari, that's everything's going to be permissible. So it would seem, not only from analysis of the Gemara with the Rishonim, but from Shulchan Aruch, that for a person to buy a ticket to go to a concert would be permissible if he is an Ashkenazi, but not if he's a Sephardi. So it would seem from the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, it's permissible as long as it's part of your normal schedule. If you don't return to Yehol every day, that's a problem. But if you don't, it's okay. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's always Aser. But let's be honest. We know people, ourselves, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, very religious individuals who go to concerts. In the Jewish music scene, it's a classic Chol Moed treat. People do it all the time. It's a multi-million dollar business. And certainly, in the secular world, Jews always take part in culture, take part in concerts and symphonies. Isn't it against the Gemara, the Rishonim, and indeed the Shulchan Aruch? Is there a way to justify the prevalent customs? Before we explain Yishuv Minot Ha'olam, let's take a minute to explore two very interesting psalchim of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Both are not usually mainstream halacha, yet both are written, they're not just Mipi HaShemua, they're written by Rav Moshe Feinstein himself. The first one, says Rav Moshe, he summarizes the Shulchan Aruch, Hayotzi Mizeh, in the next part, Chelot Gimel, Arachayim Chelot Aleph, Simon Tuf Samach Vav, and Shuvan Idris Moshe, Hayotzi Mizeh, comes out, Dibepuma, music which is just through a person's mouth, the human voice, there we're going to only prohibit it if it is a situation where you have mishte or it's a person who is normal. In that situation, most Rishonim say it's mutter. But says Rav Moshe, halacha maisa, this is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Pretty mainstream. Uvizimra demana, any musical instruments that play music, Asur b'chol makom. It's prohibited in any situation. Shechein tov Rambam b'mechaber. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Mechaber. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, how can we justify going against the opinion of the Rambam, especially when it's codified in the pages of our own Shulchan Aruch? So Rav Moshe Feinstein passes halacha l'maisa. A person is not allowed to go to listen to music if it comes from instruments. There are more leniencies when it's just the voice. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says, halacha l'maisa, you can't listen to music. No concerts. Rav Moshe Feinstein. That says, Rav Moshe, a kula that I mentioned before, dvar mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah, mash mitosis Rav Moshe mutter, av she'eno listen to kosas mekala. It could be that if it's for dvar mitzvah, it's going to be permissible, even if it's not for a wedding per se, as long as it's any dvar mitzvah. Why? Says Rav Moshe, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch's language. Do enough to, because the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch said, Chidon veis chasen v'kava hakol shari. For example, in a place of a wedding is permissible. Meaning they gave it as an example, it's not the only situation. It's the only time we could have music was at weddings. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Chidon? For example, Elamai, we see it's quite clear, it's not only in the case of a wedding, but in any situation where there's a mitzvah, there's legitimate halakhic requirements or legitimate halakhic justification for the music, it's going to be okay. But barring that, Rav Moshe says one is not allowed to listen to music whatsoever. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, another very interesting psak in Yoredeya, Chayot Beis Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Can you hear me without the microphone? In the back, can you hear me without the microphone? Says Rav Moshe, Nire sheyosur b'kibbutz rabim shu'tavanas simcha yisera gam b'chol hashana. According to Rav Moshe, in any situation where there are many people singing together, it's going to be prohibited not only during Sfira, not only during the 3 weeks, but altogether. Says Rav Moshe, whether you're Sfaradi or Ashkenazi, you're allowed to listen to one person singing or to two people singing at your Shabbos table perhaps. But if there's a situation in which you have a specific congress just to sing songs, even if it's merely the human voice, says Rav Moshe, that's always prohibited. Another unbelievable chumrah. Rav Moshe is telling us that even voices are prohibited if you have just a choir without any music made by instruments whatsoever. An unbelievable chumrah. Again, that's not the minhag in Klal Yisrael, and we're going to explore perhaps a little bit why. But unbelievable chumrah for Rav Moshe, number one, is that one is not allowed to listen to musical instruments in general, like the Shulchan Aruch. Number two, one is not allowed to listen to a choir if it's a lot of people, ever. How do we justify our minhag? How do we explain the fact that we nowadays do indeed listen to music and go to concerts. The next part of today's shiur, we're going to trace the source, the earliest source of the leniency of the Rambam, as well as the Rif, back to the Gaonim. The Gaonim, the period in Jewish history, even before the Rishonim, already records that one is allowed to listen to music if it's in association of a mitzvah. And by examining the lashon of the Tshuvas Gaonim clearly, perhaps we're going to have one explanation of how it is that nowadays we listen to music. Says the Tshuvas Gaonim in the bottom of the second page, Minog Kol Yisrael, it's the Minog in Kol Yisrael, Bevate Mishtos, even in places where there are wine, Stam, V'choshrim B'veis Chasim V'kala, Shemesamchen B'kolos Shol Simcha, V'omrim Divrei Shiros T'Shpachus Tufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're happy, we sing songs, we have things, even though there is wine in front of us, we have songs that we sing on wine, which praise God, or make the Chasim V'kala happy. And says the Shabbos Gaonim, skip to the part on the top of the third sheet, Uchiyotze behen, and similarly, Bekol Nadinos, Uvatei Chasanim V'kalos, Simchos V'zechar Chupos Uvirchos, Vatzlicham V'akshiram, V'enad Ma'olam Yisrael Nima Mikal Leila. This is definitely the minute we have to sing songs for Chasin V'kala. But let's contrast, says the Gaonim. What is prohibited? And by seeing what the Tshuvas Gaonim permit and what they prohibit, perhaps we're going to glean a little bit of an insight into how nowadays we can listen to music. Say the Gaonim, Avos Zimra da'aser Mar Okva, when Mar Okva prohibited music, what was he prohibiting? Dvarim she'enan k'seder hazeh, things that are not with a purpose such as Chasin V'kala. Elenadinos shel avas adam l'chaveiro, songs of love for a person to himself, doesn't only mean songs of erotic nature, but perhaps one can even recall Shakespeare's sonnets. We know Shakespeare's sonnets were often just bonds of friendship between him and a fellow man, just friendship songs. Ushavayach yafa biyafyo, utalis bibur dvaroso, ballads, which praise a person who is handsome, that he's handsome, or talk about a person who's strong, and they admire his strength. And things that are pointless like that. Some Arabic words. Those are prohibited, says the Gaonim. Not only is that prohibited when you play it with musical instruments, that's even prohibited if it's just the human voice alone. What are the Gaonim telling us? We have Simchas Chasin V'kala on the one side, and pointless songs on the other side. Why do people go to concerts? Whether they're secular culture concerts, Jewish music concerts, what's the usual reason people go to concerts?
The purpose of a concert is that the artist can touch your heart, take you out of yourselves, and bring you great messages of these great poems.
Fantastic, very eloquently said. Even those that are not familiar with perhaps the eloquence and the actual purpose of music might say, in one simple word, we do so to relax. That is often why people go to concerts. To appreciate art, the art form of music. It's not really pointless shiros and tshuvos that are ballads, but it's not mitzvah. It's somewhere in between. It might be argued quite strongly that when Chazal were asking music, they meant the frivolous type of music. Music that was just for the purpose of making light of situations. It's not purpose to be, one is not permitted to be light-headed and light-hearted when there's a churban habayis, when the Sanhedrin is no longer right near the Beis HaMikdash. Those are ballads. Ballads have no place in a Jewish home. But it's not only shir shel mitzvah that's permitted, not only songs which are l'shem chasin v'kala, but in any situation where there's an actual purpose, such as to relax, to help a person stop being tense. We know that nowadays people are more tense than they ever were. So in order just to relax, as they say more perhaps in the street, to chill out, to just be more benachas, that would be permissible. One might argue that's l'shem mitzvah. You're right, it's not a mitzvah per se. But look at the Tshuvas Gaonim. We don't need a mitzvah. We need an actual justifiable purpose rather than just a situation which you're doing it just to be frivolous. Nothing? It's a very good question. The question is, could we say perhaps it's the fact that Ein Rov Tzibur Yechol Lamed Bo? It's not possible for all the Klal Yisrael to be omitted in this. So it's interesting, and just to enhance your question, music in the olden days was something which was only, you couldn't record music and have it canned and play it later. You had to actually pay for a person to play music for you. It's very easy to be gozer on that. It was not as that you can have an iPod in which you can access music whenever you want. Perhaps that was something which Rov Tzibur would not be able to be omitted in. The problem that seems with that is that usually Gzeres of Chazal were made and they can't be repealed just because of another situation that comes up afterwards. Meaning, once Chazal had that in mind, and in the days of Chazal, music indeed was special. The fact that nowadays it's so simple would be hard to justify the fact that we're actually going to repeal a Gzeres that Chazal already made. But there is some merit to that argument we're going to explore in a few minutes, Bez Hashem. To further the point of this idea, let's look in the Gemara in Maseches Sota, the Mem Chesed Aleph. The Gemara is talking about music which is permitted and music which is prohibited. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Zimra de Nagdi Uduvakri Shari. If a person is Nagdi, a person who, these are people who we do not envy, we know that if you ever go boating, when you actually reach the dock, even on a small motorboat, usually the person who is in charge of the place you rent it from, or in charge of the dock that you're renting space from, will come to the dock and help you moor. He'll pull you in the last few inches to make sure that you don't have to fall into the water. That's not such a hard job. But if you have a huge ship, the people that actually have to pull the ship to dock had very hard manual labor. So often they used to sing songs. There's one famous song which I think has originates from the dock, which became sort of made its way into Jewish music as well. Hey ho, hey ho, da da da, hey ho. I think that comes from the docks. They used to sometimes sing it in order to help them pull the boats better. That's permissible. Says the Gemara, if they're whistling while they work in order to make them able to pull those ships, that's always permissible. And so the Gemara, the Bakri also, the people that are plowing the fields, imagine a day which is much hotter than today. They're doing heavy, heavy labor with bakar. Bakri means bakar, with the cattle in the field, then they're allowed to sing. Because there's no point of enjoyment. The purpose is to help them do their job better. But says the Gemara, the Dardai Asr. Dardai, there's two different explanations of what Dardai means. The way we have it in Rashi, Dardai seems to mean people that are weaving. If they're just enjoying themselves, they're doing needlepoint, they're crocheting, they're doing very relaxing work. To hire people to play music or to sing songs then, says the Gemara, is not favorable. That's not permissible because that's a situation where things are very easy. They're sitting in, as it were, an air-conditioned place. There's no stress. No reason to have music. Others say that the Aruch quotes that what is prohibited here is the situation of Avadim. Avadim that used to have very lewd songs they used to sing. That's prohibited. What's interesting, based on this Gemara, is that the Gemara, again, is contrasting two different types of songs. Songs that have no purpose because you're not stressed are prohibited. That's the last case, Asir. But songs that have a purpose to help you do your work better are indeed, what? Permissible. The Gemara might indeed be the source for the Shuvas Adonim that are telling us that if there is a justifiable purpose, even if it's not halachic, the music is permissible. And perhaps that is the reason why Minhag Olam nowadays as well is to listen to concerts. Because usually we go to concerts to relax, to enjoy ourselves, to unwind. There's a legitimate purpose there. We're not trying to be frivolous. We're trying to just be more benachas. Even if that is true, as you see in the next heading, we have an unbelievable invention. Every few months, they come up with another generation of them, called an iPod. iPod, of course, we know is not the only type of MP3 player. There are a few right in front of me here. Nowadays, music is so accessible to anyone, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. If that's true, we're in a little bit of a bind. Because we mentioned for Sephardic Jews, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you can't listen to music at all, any musical instruments, and we said perhaps the only way to explain it is if you're trying to relax, that's okay. But for Ashkenazi Jews, we had, as the postman say, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Rama. We have the strong hand of the Rama to help us. The Rama tells us that a situation in which you're not used to it is permissible. So it might have been in the olden days, it was very special to have music. But Bizman HaZeh, every elementary school kid can have music whenever he wants. If that's true, it's not only the malachim that had music every day. Every person was, as the Tosfos told us, time medamach bezimra. Wake up and go to sleep. Whether your alarm is set to it or not is irrelevant, because since it's part of your day whenever you want, perhaps that would make music more prohibited, even tashnazim nowadays. Very perplexing. This point, to an extent, is addressed by one of the great posters, the Chavtas Yaakov, in Shuvas Arachayim, Simen Samathalad, Ozbei is the next source in front of you. Says the Chavtas Yaakov, Dayan Breit from Switzerland, Mi Itain, you're right. What I would give, Mahaya, Asher Yis Kasher, Zara, if the generation would improve, Li Zara Mil Blitil Shema Zimras HaRadio, if they would not listen to the radio to listen to music, even electronic music. Unfortunately, people are not careful about this. Everyone does it. Is there a way to justify Minar Ha'olam? Says Dayan Breish in a very interesting point. There's a very, very unique svara to say that indeed it's permissible. Says Dayan Breish, Kevan Shibashas Hagzera Lesor Mitamavelus, Bahoya Dayan Haradio, Bahal Gzera Ala Radio. In theory, had iPods, MP3 players, CD players, radios been around in the days of Chazal, they might have prohibited it. But Lamaisa, technology was not so advanced. These electronic forms of music didn't exist in the days of Chazal. Since Lamaisa they didn't exist, Chazal were not gozer on that. Chazal were gozer on the types of music that existed in their times. And since Lamaisa this does not fit into the narrow gzera of Chazal, perhaps music on the radio is going to be permissible. That's similar to what you were saying before, nothing but the twist. That Bizman HaGemara, had radios been around, they would have prohibited them. But since radios are not around, were not around Lamaisa, radios are permissible. So according to Dayan Breish, maybe going to a concert itself would be a little bit more of a problem. Perhaps we say we're doing it just to relax. But listening to recorded music, he says, might be permissible because it was never around in the days of Chazal. Rabosai, does this argument sit well with you? What's the problem? For sure, please. That's true, so that's really an argument in favor of it. Correct, that's true. But here there's one problem. The problem is, not only what the music is, just to enhance what you're saying, what about the accordion? I highly doubt the accordions existed in the days of Chazal. Yet would we say that accordions, perhaps piano, I don't think the piano forte, the original term for the piano, existed in the days of Chazal. Meaning there are many musical instruments, like you're saying, that exist now, which were not in the times of Chazal. But Lo Matzino, we never ever found anyone that says that because those precise musical forms did not exist, they're permissible. It's only the exact types of music that exist in the days of the Talmud that were prohibited. Why? Because Chazal prohibited all musical instruments. Imtein Lo Mazeh Anochi. If so, how can I defend myself? How can we say that we're allowed to listen to music which is not going to be around the days, which was not around the days of Chazal? The Maisa, they prohibited all musical instruments.
Did you ever
I appreciate the recommendation. Might be worthwhile to try. Thank you. Please. Interesting idea. That's true as well. Well, the simple answer is that the entire issue that we're talking about nowadays is only post Beis Hamikdash. It was in the days of Beis Hamikdash itself that it was permissible. But what's interesting, this is something which the Baal Machshava do point out, that music in the Beis HaMikdash was not just Hashem wasting time. It was a tremendous level of chachma that the Levim were able to harness. They say, they quote from, some people call him the Rebbe Reb Shoyma, others call him Rebbe Shlomo Karbach, others don't call him at all. They say that the only, the nidun, some of the nidunim of Yom Narayim were the She'eris HaPleita, the little bit we have from the Beis HaMikdash, from the actual Avodah of the Levim. That somber notes, those somber tunes which can actually play on one's heartstrings, might be something we have left over. We see a little bit of the quote of music to actually change our mood.
There's nothing to compare or record of any type, whether it's on the radio or I find it to be a radio call to actually listen to a live music. It's just nothing that they would have thought of compared.
Correct. But we're dealing, that's very true. And he's even saying one step more than that. The point here is that in terms of the formal gezeira, they didn't exist. So even if it could be loosely comparable, but Maisa, it's something which did not exist in the days of Chazal.
On the other hand, you know that, like, during the Megillah, you can't hear it over loudspeaker or any form of electronic recording. So obviously, Shmia is not included in that car, so that would be a
headache. That's true. That might be very true. We're going to get to perhaps a before the shir is done, a reason to counter that argument, but you're right. What you're saying really is that it's very different, and essentially, that's what Rabbi Breish continues. In the non-bold part, says Rabbi Breish, this is not just another musical instrument. We don't classify, you can't walk into Sam Ash, let's say, and buy a guitar, an electric guitar, a DX7 Yamaha, or MP3 players. They're not in the same league. There's an entirely different genre of music. You can have musical instruments which might change from generation to generation based upon the locale, based upon what materials are on hand in the environment, but those are all grouped together as musical instruments. Recorded music is something which is an entirely different league. It's not just a different instrument. It's something so different that for that, and only that, says Diane Breisch, we can make an exception. It's not just that we say, oh, had Chazal known about these instruments, they would have been dozer. Yes, had Chazal known about the accordion, they would have said the accordion is prohibited. Had they known about the electrical guitar, they would have said the electric guitar is also prohibited. But those are really instruments. Music which is recorded is so different, like you're saying, it's something which is entirely different. That, perhaps one might argue, was never included in the Gezeirah of Chazal. That, indeed, is permitted. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the next source, argues that the same rules that apply to instruments and the way they're different from vocals will apply to radios as well. So as Rav Moshe, depends what goes in, that's what's going to define what goes out. Alei haradia, when you listen to a radio, imnishma zimra depuma mutter. If you're listening to a vocal, that is considered a vocal, that's permitted. Vimetli zemer asur. If it's going to be something which is musical instrument, that's prohibited. Says Rav Moshe, we don't look at the MP3 player per se, or the CD player, or the tape recorder, if anyone has those things still around. What we look at is what went in. So we forget about the medium, the fact that it's electronic. Says Rav Moshe, we're more machmir. If you want to listen on the radio to a vocal, that's okay. If you want to listen on the radio to an electronic version of an instrument, that's still prohibited. So as opposed to Rav Breish, the Chatos Yaakov, who says radio is an entirely different invention, and even instruments on a radio are going to be permissible because they're just in the radio, Rav Moshe says no. We follow it from its source to your ears. If it's an instrument, it's going to be the halachas of instruments which are prohibited. It's going to be vocals. It's going to be vocals which are permitted. Now let's turn to the days that we have in front of us, the Meha Sefira, which are often paralleled by the Well Aleinu we should not have in this year, Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks and the 9 days. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nodim Shulo Lisa Isha Bein Pesach La'atzeres Ad Lad Va'omer. We don't. We have a custom not to get married until Lad Ba'omer. In that time period, the Tamid Rebbe Yechiva passed away. Terrible, terrible tragedy. 24,000 Saditim, Gaonim, passed away during this time period. Hadrah, says the Ramah, of course, Talacha, that we know, Mi Lad Ba'omer Ve'elach, Adon Shari, from Lad Ba'omer and on, it's everything's permissible, and there's really two different Minhagim. Some say from Lad Ba'omer and on, others say from, as we approach Shavuos and on, and they started last week, Mishvodesh Iyar. But when the Shulchan Aruch tells us one's not allowed to go to a wedding, not to get married, the Shulchan Aruch does not say whatsoever then one's not allowed to listen to music. In fact, if you look through the entire Shulchan Aruch, you will not find one word in the Mechaber or the Ramah telling you that you can't listen to music during Sfira.
He thinks it's
also
anyway.
Perhaps. Fantastic. What about Tepuma? What about vocals? You're right. In fact, says the Shulchan Aruch as far as the 3 weeks. We have a minute to be machmir. We don't get married from Shabbos B'Tamuz and on. Ad after Tisha B'Av. Until after Tisha B'Av, this is the period that we know, of course, is the 3 weeks. Again, all the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who is more meitov for music, mention is that we don't get married during these two time periods. Nothing about music whatsoever. But we know the minhag, perhaps when people think about Sfira, the two things that come to mind when we talk about Sfira are, number one, did I count last night? And number two are, no haircuts and no music. The first one to even broach the subject of music independent of the wedding is the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham in the next source, V'nir li, d'mutro asus v'osapam sudas erusin. Even though one can't make a wedding, one can make a suda, as we would call it, engagement, or even a vart, even erusin, the first stage of a wedding is permissible, as long as it's not the completion of a wedding. But says the Magen Avraham, at the same time, even if you're having an engagement party, avalasus rikudim umacholos shorashus nadru leso. The minhag is to prohibit dancing. So the Magen Avraham is the first person that takes the jump from actual weddings to some part of weddings. Even rikudim umacholos, even dancing alone is prohibited. What's the difference between rikudim umacholos? Rikudim means dancing. Umacholos also seems to mean some sort of dancing. There's a beautiful sefer, Bein Pesach HaShavuos, written by Rabbi Tzvi Kohn, a Talmud Chacham in B'nai Brak, who writes many svarim about, which microanalyze different aspects of halacha. He has one sefer called Sfira Sa'omer, another one, Bein Pesach HaShavuos, just about the chumras that we have, not about the counting. He has other svarim, Tzvilos Teilem, Adolos Teilem, beautiful svarim that are reference works in halacha. And his sefer, he quotes from Rosh Hashanah Orbach, that the difference between rikudim and mecholos is that a rikud means for one or two people to dance. Just dancing yourself or with a partner. And mecholos, what's the mechol? We have the word sometimes in Shas. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mechol with tzaddikim. Allah is going to make a circle with all the tzaddikim saying, Hinei Elokein Zeh. They all point to Hashem, say, Zeh Hashem Kivino. We waited for Hashem and we point to Hashem. Mechol means a circle. So a circle dance, everyone dancing holding hands, dancing together, is mechol. Rikudim means dancing with one or two people. But they're in essence the same thing. Says the Ramah, we have a minhag to prohibit those two things. Parenthetically, it's very interesting as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. According to some Rishonim, one's not allowed to dance at all on Shabbos. Rikudim or Mecholos would be prohibited. As a Harchaka, maybe people would come to fix musical instruments, which is an Isser Deraisa. You can't fix a musical instrument that might break during your dancing. So once I was in Yeshivat Har Tzion in Rush, and the minhag, as in many other yeshivas, is that after Friday night davening, they go downstairs, and everyone goes into a big circle and dances. They sing a song and they dance. So I once asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, what's pshat in dancing on Shabbos? So he pointed out, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch indeed is matir. There's no chiyuv necessarily to be choshish for the other opinions in Rishonim that seem to say it's prohibited. But likewise, he said, in his own inimitable way, I don't think it's dancing. I think it's shuffling your feet. Meaning, when you have a group of people that are just going around, holding onto each other's shoulders, just going around slowly, that's not really dancing. You're right, it's a machol, it's a circle, but that's not dancing. There's no real music, that's not the dancing that Chazal would have prohibited. Well, Chorin would have applied to Sfira as well. It's very possible, I don't know what they do, even if it was not Shabbos, and Yishuv and Haratzion perhaps, if there was some reason to dance, like the Sudas Erison, they would indeed dance perhaps in that fashion, even during the week, because that probably would not be a machol. But says the Magen Avraham, the first jump from wedding to any other type of simcha is rikudim and mecholos. Those type of dances are prohibited. And says the Magen Avraham, likewise, as far as the halachos of the 3 weeks, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, rikudim and mecholos are also prohibited. Again, so dancing is prohibited during Sfira in the 3 weeks, but nothing about music. The first one of the Gedolei Poskim to actually address music as a prohibition is the Prima Dadim in the next source. Says the Prima Dadim, in a point not addressing listening to music per se, But as a side point, says the Prima Dadim, Yisrael, Sheparnasaso, Tlizemer, if a person is a klezmer musician, he plays music for Jews and non-Jews alike. It's a Eino Yisrael Beis HaMishnah. His job is he plays in the bar, or he plays for the Goyim. They don't observe the 3 weeks. Yiroeh, Kdei Parnasaso Shari. It seems that in order for him to have Parnasa, that's permissible. So the Magen Avraham didn't say anything about music. The Prima Dadim is the first one to mention that not only are dances prohibited, but this man who is playing music is allowed to play music if it's his parnasa. What's the implication of the Prima Dadim? If it's not for your parnasa, are you allowed to listen to music or play music? No. The only time it's permissible is if it's your parnasa. But barring that, you can't listen to music. But this Prima Dadim itself is a tremendous chumrah. He's aiding, Shulchan Aruch said just weddings. Magen Avraham said dancing. Prima Dadim says music is going to be permissible. Which is why Rabbi Will Shlita, as well as others, think that you have to see where the source of the Prima Dadim is. The Prima Dadim is modifying the halacha of the Magen Avraham that one cannot dance. If one cannot dance, how does the Prima Dadim know you can't listen to music? What is the Prima Dadim probably talking about? A person who plays very lively music and helps them dance. So not only can you not dance per se, but if people are dancing and you're standing 2 feet away and you're taking part of the festivities, that's also prohibited. So not only is it prohibited to dance, but even to play music and to facilitate dancing because you're enjoying it. And says the Prima Dadim, if it's your parnasa, that's permissible. But one might argue very coherently, very cogently, and almost convincingly, that we have no paradigm for prohibiting across the board music that is not dancing music. Music that a person's listening to in the car just to help one drive better. Even if Prima Dadim is only talking about music, in the situation of dancing. Nevertheless, there is a contemporary minhag. Many do not listen to any music during Sfira whatsoever. And part of this is based upon Rav Moshe Feinstein. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the second to last source in front of you, "Bimei Sfira yesh lesser bezimra demana afra matirin." In the days of Sfira, says Rav Moshe, I understand perhaps if you're not going to like my psak, you can't listen to music altogether. But at least take part of what I'm saying. During Sfira, during the 3 weeks, don't listen to music if it comes from an instrument, even if you're going to be made till the rest of the year. So says Rav Moshe, don't listen to music during Sfira, if it comes from a musical instrument. So Rav Moshe is making the jump. He's saying, really, nowadays you don't listen to music altogether, like you were saying before. Even if you'll be more made till, at least hold off during Sfira in the 3 weeks. But Rav Moshe is not the only person that's saying this. There are many people that record the contemporary minhag not to listen to any music whatsoever. Yet this minhag seems to be a minhag which Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Kedoshim have, but not necessarily well-grounded in the postum. As we saw, the only source of actual prohibition of music per se during Sfira in the 3 weeks is the Prima Dadim. And even he was talking about more dancing music. So there are postum nowadays that are made with any music which is recorded during Sfira in the 3 weeks whatsoever. You're allowed to listen to instrumentals, even if you want to enjoy it, if it's merely recorded. But even those that are more machmir often point out that what's the purpose of prohibiting music, the actual source, was only because it's going to stir you to dance. But if there's an ulterior motive, such as it helps you relax, or it's going to help you stay up during your drive, or it's going to make the kids enjoy Uncle Moshi, any situation where it's not going to be dancing music, even if it's more, as music is usually nowadays, a little bit more on the Levitic side, if the point is really not to help you dance, it's nothing to do with dancing, it's for some other purpose, that should be permissible l'dami. I'm not sure if Rav Moshe himself would have said it's permissible, but one might make a quite convincing argument that Allah Rav Moshe, even if you're not going to say that all recorded music is permissible, music which is for some other purpose should definitely be permissible. Someone once asked me recently, she wants to have an exercise class. And the exercise class as well, they put on music, even let's say Shweki, even music which they would enjoy, they'd like to listen to that music, not if they enjoy Shweki, but if they like to listen to that music the rest of the year, they want to put it on for the exercise class. I think that's also permissible, because the point there is not in order to make them enjoy music. If they want to listen to music, they can sit in the comfort of their own home and listen to music. They want to exercise. Now it's very boring to just do exercises without any music. So they want to put on music to help them exercise, that's permissible. The point is not to dance, the point is to exercise, and that lechora would be permissible even during the 3 weeks and during Sfira. The Tzitz Eliezer, Zatzal, just passed away pretty recently, has an unbelievable chumrah as far as Sfira in the 3 weeks. I'm not familiar with anyone who keeps this Chumrah. But he has in his Tshuva, we're making an argument to say that it's permissible to listen to music during the 3 weeks, perhaps even instrumentals, which is recorded. It says, it's Eliezer, Uladaiti, in my opinion, Mitevan Shebein HaMetzarim Asur Gambi Yutudim Umlacholo, since you're not allowed to listen to any music which is going to, you're not allowed to dance at all during the 3 weeks or the 9 days or Sfira, Imkain, Asur Afil Imashira Vazimra, who Mimashi Hitlitu, even if the music you're listening to during Sfira today, you want to listen to music, which they recorded, Mishira Vizimra Tepeh. If you record vocals, says the Tzeliezer, what is that? That's going to be vocals which became a machine. Because now you don't hear it from a vocalist. How do you hear the music now? From the MP3, from the radio. So this is Eliezer, even vocals, if they're live vocals, will be permitted during Sfira. But if they're recorded vocals, it becomes a kli. Now you're listening to music from a recorder. And that's going to be more chamer, that's zimmer demana. That's going to be something which is prohibited the whole year, it sounds like. So that's even during Sfira v'chein odin. That is the custom. So there might be those that have the custom, not with anyone that has this custom. That the zman, Sfira, anything which is going to be recorded is prohibited, even if it's merely vocals, because it becomes a machine once it goes into a machine and you're listening to it from a machine. Along that same lines, there's a very very interesting practice which was developed recently by the music companies to release special albums for Sfira, a cappella music. They release a cappella music which is only vocals for people to listen to during the 3 weeks in Sfira. So I saw last night on the internet, one of the people who's behind it says, please don't only listen to our music during Sfira in the 3 weeks. We actually like our music, we think it's a work of art, which we should listen to the whole year. But Lamayan happens to be done in a very talented way. Lamayan said that people like listening to it during the 3 weeks and Sfira. So according to the Tzitzel Yezer, that's prohibited because that becomes a recorder. But some people do point out that nowadays, one has to really think long and hard before saying that a cappella music, when it's on a CD, is permissible nowadays, because a cappella music does not just mean you have five guys that know how to sing well that come together and sing music for you to listen to in the comfort of your living room. Usually, these things are so digitally enhanced. In fact, they point out, usually the way a cappella music is made is that you have five people that have good voices. Each one sings by himself, and they mix it together. They're not even singing together. They enhance it so much with digital synthesizers and computers, one has to really think if that's considered zimmer demana, is that the kli since the computer really made it, or is that still in its pristine form vocals? Unclear, and it's something which we have to tackle, as Mana said. Just to review what we've done, we pointed out that the Gemara seems to say the music is prohibited, whether it's music which is instrumental or vocals. A few different opinions in the Rishonim, Rashi only based on Mishnah, Tosfos that says anyone that's used to it, and the Rambam that splits it. Instrumentals are always prohibited, and vocals are only the Yayin. The Shulchan Aruch Pastins like the Rambam, and the Ramah Pastins like Rashi and Tosfos. If you're not used to it, it's going to be permitted. Rav Moshe finds in his two unbelievable chidushim. Rav Moshe first of all asks all music was on Azel like the Rambam, and Rav Moshe does say that even vocals are prohibited as long as there's a whole choir. Unbelievable chumrah. What's gotten Mizan Azel? How do we go to concerts nowadays? So I thought perhaps the answer is based upon the Shuras Adonim that says that since the point is, on the one hand, Chazan Erkala is permitted, and songs which are just ballads are prohibited, if nowadays you're doing it for some ulterior motive, such as to relax and make people more benachas, that would be permissible. The Gemara seems to say the same thing. It talks about those that are doing heavy labor can listen to music because that's going to be a situation which they're trying to do music, listen to music for some other reason. It might be the same thing applies when we listen to music ourselves. What about recorded music such as iPods, v'chadome? Rav Reich says that was not included in the Gzeira at all since they didn't exist. Rav Moshe says no, it's going to be straight. If it's recorded music, which is vocals, it's going to be considered vocals. If it's going to be music, which is instruments, it's going to be considered instrumental music. What about Sfira and the 3 weeks? The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch really only tells us you cannot go to weddings. The Magen Avraham adds in both places one's not allowed to dance. And the Pirkei Avot says you can't even play dancing music unless it's your parnasa. But the Minhag and Kaiser is not to listen to any music whatsoever. One might make the case to say that it's only going to include music which is going to stir you to dance, but certainly not recorded music, even though it might stir you to dance, that's not included. And even if one does prohibit that, if it's for some other reason, such as just to relax or to do that exercise class, that should be permissible. Then we have the unbelievable chumrah of the Tzitzel Yezer, that even vocals, which are recorded, are going to be considered actual machines and going to be also. We should be zochav, Ezra Hashem, that the days that we can actually dance together with Talmidim Rabbi Yechiva, the Churban HaBayis is no longer Vinyan, Bayis HaShlishi B'Meir Yameinu, Keni Ratzon.